Good evening. This week's parsha is Parshas Vayeshev, Shabbos Mevarchim Teves, Erev Chanukah. Vayeshev is always read in the month of Kislev. Vayeshev is always read in the vicinity of Chanukah, usually the Shabbos right before Chanukah. Many times it's Shabbos Chanukah, when there's two Shabbos, it's Chanukah, even when there's one sometimes. So clearly Vayeshev is a parsha that is associated with Chanukah. The Shaloh HaKodesh writes in his Perush, in his Sefer, Shnei Luchos HaBris, that those parshiyos that are read at a given time, as we speak throughout the year, are connected to that time. Otherwise, they wouldn't be read at that time. And he says it specifically in the Negei of the parshiyos that are read Chanukah time, Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash. But the Shaloh HaKodesh says that Yosef HaTzadik is connected the Yom Tov of Chanukah. There are midrashim that tell us that the episode, the stories of Yosef and how he dealt with Eishes Potiphar and his all the tzaras of Yosef correspond to Golus Yovan. And the Shaloh HaKadosh talks about that too. Melech Yovan, Begematria Yosef. And some even add that that was an einish for the way the Shvatim treated Yosef. The einish was that they had to go through Golus Yovan. Yosef, the Svarim HaKadosh tell us, represents the Yom Tov of Chanukah. How exactly does Yosef represent the Yom Tov of Chanukah? This parasha is called Vayeshev. Vayeshev means to sit, to dwell in peace and tranquility and serenity. No problems, no worries. That's what Vayeshev really means. Vayeshev behis yashvus, yishuv hada'as, menuchas hanefesh. In fact, Chazal actually tell us, Bikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalva, Rashi brings it here too, that Yaakov wanted finally to relax. And relax by Yaakov, you know, doesn't mean that he wanted to sit on a beach chair or and enjoy the scenery. Vayeshev means that Yaakov wanted to be able to be completely immersed in Avodas Hashem and not have to be worried about all the daigas that he had gone through in all the years before with Lavan and Esav and Dinah. But instead of him relaxing, kafatzol of rugzay shel Yosef, and the worst situation that Yaakov has to deal with is in this week's parasha. With the 22 years, he doesn't know the whereabouts of Yosef. The Shechina leaves him. He's not in a great matzav, as the pasuk says. Vayimoein lehisnachem, he refuses to be consoled. How can we call this parasha Vayeshev? Is this a parsha of Yishuv Hadas? Is this a parsha of Hisyashvus? Does Yaakov live in peace and tranquility in this week's parsha? He wanted, but that's not what happened. B'cha'ira. As the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Tzadikim, Laidayon l'tzadikim Hashem esukon lahem la'olam haba, el Hashem evakshem leishay b'shalva ba'olam hazeh, which in itself is a question. So what's wrong? He suffered enough in his lifetime. He's not entitled to relax a little bit too. There are those who interpret this medrash that Yaakov did get his wish, that as a result of Rugzei Shel Yosef, Yosef is sold to Mitzrayim, and then later when Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim, he spends the last 17 years, Vayichi Yaakov, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Shva Esrei Shona, in peace and tranquility. Had Yosef not gone down to Mitzrayim, as the Chazal tell us, Yaakov Ayuroi Leireid LeMitzrayim B'shal Shlois Shel Barzel. Yaakov really would have been brought down to Mitzrayim in chains. It was done in an oifen of chesed, and eventually Yaakov is able to relax and enjoy the nachas and be with Yosef for the last 17 years of his life. So it is mekuyim. Eventually, the Vayeshev takes place because kofatzol of rugzeh shel Yosef. But how do we call the entire parasha Vayeshev? The parasha speaks about many other distressing stories with Yehuda and Tamar, with Yehuda getting married, losing his wife, losing children, Aaron Einon. Yosef is sold to Mitzrayim. Not only is he sold to Mitzrayim, but he's also incarcerated as a result of a libel, of a false accusation against him. So how does this fit with the name of the parasha? As we mentioned many times, the name of the parasha, that is the essence of the parasha, Vayeshev Hisyashvus, Yishev Adas, Menuchas HaNefesh. There's a famous medrash here in Vayeshev, on the pasuk Vayehi Bo Eis Hahi Vayered Yehuda Me Eis Echov. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeini Pasach, a Pasach in Yirmiyah, Ki Anoichi Yadati Es HaMachshavos. Hashem is the only one who knows all the thoughts, everything that's going to happen. Says the Medrash, Shvatim hayu asukin b'mechirasei shel Yosef. The Shvatim were busy selling Yosef. That's what they're busy with in this parasha. Yosef hayu asuk b'sakayu v'tanisa. Yosef was busy with his sack and his fasting. As Chazal tells us, until Yosef comes down to Mitzrayim, he was fasting and very upset because he was worried what's going to be with his father. Ruvain hayu asuk b'sakayu v'tanisa as well. Ruvain is doing tshuva for Ma'aseh Bila. Vayoshev Ruvain El Habor, Rashi asks, where was he? It was Oyo Osuk Pesakoy Vitanizoy. Yaakov Oyo Osuk Pesakoy Vitanizoy. Vayikro Yaakov Simloisov. A lot of mourning and repentance and crying going on here in the parish. A lot of tragedy. The Yehuda Oyo Osuk Likach Loisha. Yehuda's busy looking for a wife. And what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing, says the Medrash? HaKadosh Baruch Hu haya oisek boirei oiroi shel melech HaMashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the midst of all the tragedy, in the midst of all the difficult situations that we see in this parasha, is creating the light of Mashiach. Vayi bo'eis ha'hi, vayered Yehuda. Before even the first Meshabed was born, Paroi, the Goyal Acharon is already around, meaning Mashiach comes from this whole story here in the parish of Ahibo Esai, Vayered Yehuda Meis Echav, with Tamar, with Peretz, Ma Paratz to Olecha Peretz, Vayikro Shmai Peretz, Malchus Beis David originates here. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is busy being Boirei Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach while all these situations are going on. Why there's a lot of tragedy and sadness and situations and stories where no one at that time is able to make out what exactly is happening here, what's going on. A question that is asked by anyone who learns this parasha, the obvious, is what was the dispute between Yosef and his brothers about? What were they fighting about? And the truth is that every machlokes until today is rooted in this machlokes. This machlokes between Yosef and the brothers is unfortunately the yesod for all the division in Klal Yisrael. Rashi himself brings later, Vayavoy Shechema, when Yosef comes to Shechem, Mokoy Muchon Leperonos, Shom Kilkelu Hashvatim, Shom Inu Ezdina, Shom Nechleka Malchus Beis David. Where Yosef meets the brothers and from there they part, and that's when they sell him. That from there also is where the Malchus split. That's where Vayavoy Rechavam Shechema, that's after that Yeravim Ben Nevat sets up his Malchus in Shomron, because really it all evolves, from what happens in this parasha between Yosef and the brothers. So what exactly is the machlokes between Yosef and the brothers about? Not that we could really understand it. No one could say that they have any hasaga in the kedusha of the Shiftei Kah. But certainly, it's not the way it seems on the surface. Anyone who thinks that the Shvatim were babies and Yosef was a bigger baby certainly has no idea who the Shiftei Kah were. These are tzaddikim gemurim with lofty intentions. What is going on? The Torah tells us here about Yosef, Vehu na'ar es b'nei Vilhov es b'nei Zilpa. It's a pasuk that the Rashbam says is one of the most difficult psukim in the Torah to translate. Al pi pshat. The Rashbam actually says that he had a debate with his grandfather Rashi, and he held that Rashi should have translated this pasuk more kipshutai. And Rashi says if he would have had more time, he would have made another commentary on the Chumash. It's kedai to see this Rashbam inside. So everyone has a difficulty with this pasuk. For who na'ar es b'nei Vilha? What does that mean? He was a youth with the b'nei Vilha. And Rashi says, for who na'ar? Shoyoysa maisa nairus. That he did narisha things. He seemed to have done things that adolescents are busy with. And he was an adolescent. He was 17 years old. But certainly he wasn't your average 17-year-old. This is Yosef HaTzadik. We see later in the parasha what he accomplishes at the age of 17 years old. The hu narsha yoisa maisa nairus besakan besayro imamashmesh be'einav kadei shi'iyah nira yofer. That's what Yosef is all about. He was looking in the mirror, combing his hair. So there are many who said that he was curling his payas. But that also, why is the Torah telling us that? What's he doing? The hu nares b'nei vilha. And Rashi says, kolayma rogel eitzel b'nei vilha. He was very connected with the Bnei Bil. He was always with them. Lefisha hayu echav mevazin oisan, because his brothers degraded them. Vehu mekarvon. He was mekarev the Bnei Hashvachis. And the brothers were merachik them. The brothers held that the Bnei Bil and Bnei Zilpa are not on the same level as the rest of the Shvatim, because they are children of Shvachis. He held not like that, and the Pasuk seems to agree. Vehu na'ar es Bnei Vilav es Bnei Zilpa neshei aviv. The Pasuk is stressing they are his father's wives, not his father's servants, maidservants. They are not Shvachis. Yaakov married them. So there's no difference in the Bnei Bila and the Bnei Zilpa and the Bnei Leah and the Bnei Rachel. That's what Yosef held. The Shvatim obviously didn't hold that way. So there seemed to be a machlokes already about the attitude towards the Bnei Hashvachos, in particular to Don. What exactly is this machlokes about? If we can try to understand a little bit. Maybe, perhaps, but there are efshah. This Shabbos is Shabbos Mevorchim Teves. So we're now getting ready for the month of Teves, which is next week, Friday, Shabbos. So next Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Teves. This Shabbos is Shabbos Mevorchim Teves. Chanukah is the yontif that enters the month of Teves. Chanukah is the only yontif, in fact, that connects the 2 months of Kislev and Teves. Kislev Teves is Begematria Behaloscha. Behaloscha, when you kindle the lights, Behaloscha is talking about Chanukah, as the Ramban says, that that's the last kriya that we lay on Zeis Chanukah. Behaloscha Begematria Kislev Teves. Chanukah enters the month of Teves. Teves is a very difficult month. Teves, says the Zohar HaKadosh, is under the domain of Esav. It's from those months that are under the domain of Esav. Teves is one of them. Tammuz, half of Av and half of Shvat. 3 months, Vatitzbenehu Shloisha Yerochim. That's when the light is hidden. Teves is the month of concealment. Chazal referred to Teves as the Lele Teves Ho'aruchin, the longest nights of the year, the long cold nights of Teves, as the Gemara says in the Megillah, Yerach Sha'aguf Nena Min Aguf. Because it's Eist Sina, it's a time, it's cold. It's cold, it's kalt. It's a month in which there's a certain kriris, a certain kalkite, a certain coolness to Yahadus, to Inyone Kedusha. It's a month in which we could, we don't have to, but we sometimes feel distant. It's a dark month. But Chanukah enters Teves. Teves is the left of the year, just like we say Chanukah is lit on the left side, as mentioned in previous weeks. Ner Chanukah Mismoil. Mismoil is Begematria Teves. Teves is 411. Mismoil is 411. Teves is on the left. Teves is the month of Esav, and Esav is on the left. But we also know that every month corresponds to a Shevet. There are 12 Shvatim, there are 12 months. So Teves is under the domain of Esav, but Teves corresponds to a Shevet. Which Shevet does Teves correspond to? Tells us the Ari HaKadosh, who goes in the order of the way they traveled. Don. Don was the 10th of the Shvatim. And Teves is the 10th month, as it says in Megillas Esther, the only place where Teves is mentioned. Achodesh HaAsiri Hu Chodesh Teves. That's when Achashverosh marries Esther. So Teves corresponds to Don. But yet, Teves is the month of Esav. Don was the most affected by Esav. Esav had a shlita over Don. As the Targum Yonasan tells us in Parshas Kiseidse, where it talks about Amalek, and Amalek is a descendant of Esav. Kol ha-nechsholim acharecho, asher korcha baderech vayizanev becho, kol ha-nechsholim. Who are the nechsholim? The nechsholim are the weak, the ones who are the lower levels, the ones who are the outcasts, the latecomers, says the Targum Yonasan, from Shevet Don. They weren't on time, so when Klal Yisrael traveled, they were behind the cloud. They didn't make it, they didn't get there on time, and that's why Amalek was able to attack them. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua, go out and rescue the Donites, despite that they're the lower levels, despite that they sinned. We find later that Pesel Micha, the Donites, throughout Tanakh, we find various chatoyim that Don was involved with. Nevertheless, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Yehoshua to go battle Amalek and to bring the Donites back in, to be Makarev, the Donites, who are the Bnei Bilha. Bilha has two children, Don and Naphtali. Don is the oldest of the Bnei Bilha. When it says here, v'hunar es b'nei vila, so clearly the b'nei vila includes Dan and Naphtali, for sure Dan, which means that Yosef had a very special relationship with Dan, and if we really delve into it, perhaps the idea is because as a result of Dan, he was born. When Yaakov Avinu tells Rachel, who's begging him, Havali bonim v'emayin meisa anoichi, and Yaakov says, Hashachasel lekim anoichi, Hashem anam emech pri boten. So Rachel says, well, what can I do? You know what? Hine amosi bilha boye leha v'seyle dal birkai v'yibonekam anoichi mimena. And that's Dan. So because of Rachel, Dan is born. Her schar is that she gets Yosef. She gives Yaakov Bilha, who bores to Yaakov, Dan and Naphtali. So Rachel has Yosef and Binyamin. I mean, Yosef is the schar for Dan. So the connection between Yosef and Dan is pretty clear. But among the Shvatim, Dan is from the lowest, as Rashi tells us in Parashas Vayakel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to pick Bezalel from Shevet Yehuda and Ohaliah from Shevet Dan, then Yerudin Shevet Shvatim, from the lowest of the Shvatim, to show that when it comes to the construction of the Mishkan, there has to be total Achdus from the greatest to the lowest. Doesn't matter, everyone is the same. Ki'ishechud Belevechud, from Yehuda to Dan, but Dan is from the lowest of the Shvatim. Yosef Hatzadik was of the opinion that we have to be makar of the B'nai Don. We have to bring the B'nai Bilha, Don in particular. We have to elevate the Donites. We can't be merachik them. We need to be mechazik them. V'hu na'ar es B'nai Bilha. Now na'ar perhaps can mean also, besides na'ar meaning youth, the Derech Remez at least, na'ar is from the Shoirish ne'or, which means to get up, to wake up. V'hu na'ar, he woke up the B'nai Bilha and the B'nai Zilpa. Yosef was ma'oirer the B'nai Bilha and the B'nai Zilpa to tshuva. He was ma'oirer the lower levels. He was ma'oirer the Yerudin, those who feel low about themselves. He elevated them. He gave them chizuk. V'hu na'ar. And it's yadua that those who are Isaac and Kiruv, those who are Isaac and Kiruv Rechaikim, sometimes one has to lower himself in order to elevate others. It's obvious that many times it means giving up sometimes one's own ruchnius, as Chazal tells us, even though you could do a lot more beruchnius if you spend time yourself and you learn the whole time and you worry about yourself rather than others, sometimes. And Yosef held that way. Yosef held that it's kedai, even if it means that you have to lower yourself and sort of act a little bit like they do to bring them back, not obviously not to compromise on in any way in Torah and Mitzvahs, but sometimes we see this with those who are Isaac and Kirov, and that this is Alpi Halach, Alpi Torah, that sometimes you got a person has to lower himself a little bit to the madrega of those who he's trying to bring back in order to bring them back, because if not, it's not going to work. So perhaps that's the idea of who na'ar, meaning he would do things that seem to be babyish. He would do things that seem to be narish, as we call it. That's where it comes from the word nar. Things that seem to be shtusim, because he was trying to elevate them. V'hu na'ar, he's trying to be ma'oir of them. So that he's doing maisa nairus because he's trying to be on, he's sort of going down to their level in order to bring them up. As the Svarim say that when Aaron lit the menorah, when you light the menorah, you have to lower yourself. You have to bend down to light the candles. The candles represent the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. Ner Hashem, nishmas Adam. Sometimes we have to lower ourselves in order to elevate others, which is part of the avodah. And Yosef was of that opinion. The Shvatim held, no, you can't do that. You can't lower yourself, even if it means to bring others. It's dangerous, which is a machlekes that we hear about today too, and both are correct. And each one has their own shitas about how to deal with those who are out of the fold, or those who are not where they're supposed to be, those who are on the left, those who are outside, those who are on the floor, those who are touched by Chanukah. Chanukah is the yomtiv that's me'oirer in the shamas. Chanukah is the yomtiv, as we're going to read in the haftarah of Chanukah. From Zechariah, but in the Haftarah of Zechariah, which we read every Chanukah, even if there's only one Shabbos Chanukah, and when there's two Shabbos of Chanukah, two Haftarahs. And when there's one, we get to read the Haftarah from Zechariah, where the Navi Zechariah says, talks about waking up. You mentioned this 2 weeks ago when we were talking Parshas Vayetze. So the Haftarah in Zechariah, Rani V'Simchi, which we're going to be reading this week, B'Pashtus, even though it's, this week, says the Pasuk, Vayoshav HaMalach HaDoiver Bi Vayeireini, he awoke me, Ke'ish Ashe Ye'oir Mishinosoi. As we're saying now, the word Na'ar can also be interpreted as Ne'or, waking up, awakening, being Ma'oirer. His oirerus, inspiration. Vayeireini ke'ish ashe ye'or mishinosoi. Chanukah is a yomtiv of inspiration. Chanukah is a yomtiv that wakes us up, that wakes up even Jews that perhaps throughout the year are sleeping, and they're not in an awakened state. They're not. Chanukah is ma'oirer them. Those that are found in the wrong places, those that are in teves, for them it's teves all year round. Beruchnius, by them it's always dark. Leile Teves or Aruchim. They're always on the left. They're always on the floor. The Ruchnius. They're always outside in the Rosh Hashanah. And by them, Yiddishkeit is concealed. There's a concealment. Chanukah is Ma'oira them. Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasima. There's a sefer called Bas Ayin, from one of the great Talmidim of the Maggid, I believe, whose yard site was this week, Yates Kislev, Reb Dov Ber of Mezrich, Chusa Yagan Aleinu. The Bas Ayin went to Eretz Yisrael. He's buried in Sfas. His yahrzeit is also in Kislev, Yud Beis Kislev. So there's a very beautiful piece from him in Parshas Vayeshev concerning Chanukah. In the story of Yehuda and Tamar, the Pasuk says that after 3 months, Vayikim Eshloish Chadoshim, Yehuda is told that Tamar, who at that time was single, she didn't have a husband at that time, she was married to Er and Einan, who both died, and Shayla, Yehuda doesn't want to give her, he's afraid. And Yehuda finds out that Tamar is expecting. How could that be? So obviously, Zonsa Tamar Kalasecha, she obviously was Mezana, Vagam Hine Hora Liznunim. So Yehuda says, take her out to be burnt. As we know the story, and then he finds out that she's pregnant from him. Leish Asher Eila Loya Noichi Hora, Bat Toyma Haker No Lemiachai Semes, Vahapasilim, Vahamata Eila. So Yehuda recognizes that the signet ring and the garment and the stick are his, so that it's from him. So he says, Tzotka Mimeni, and she's saved. And of course, from that comes Mashiach. Tells us the Bas Ayin, Iker Soif Gemar HaChasima Hi B'Chanukah. The Gemar HaChasima is Chanukah. K'mishloish Chadoshim means 3 months from Rosh Hashanah till Chanukah. There are 3 months around, basically from Chof Hei Adar to Chof Hei Kislev. It's 3 months. She'oz Iker Gemar HaChasima. They bring down here, they have the Horus on the Sefer. There's a Sefer called Tur Borekas, brings it from a Medrash, it's mashma like that too. So at that time, Chanukah time, the Mekatreg, the Satan, comes before Hashem and he says, Hashem is referred to as Yehuda. Yehuda has Yudke Vavke in it. Zonsa Tomar Kalasecha. Klal Yisrael are compared to a Tomar. Domsa L'Somar. Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Who's the Kala? We have a Kala. Klal Yisrael is the Kala. And the Mekatreg says, Zonsa, she's strayed from you. She'd rather be with the nations. All she wants to enjoy is the pleasure of this world. And Hashem says, Hoytziu HaVisi Saref, then she deserves Saref. And as we're being Chas V'Sholem brought to this Saref, he mood says, so Klal Yisrael cries out to Hashem that the Satan lied. The Satan is not telling the truth because it's only external. We don't really want to be with the nations. We don't really want to do Averis. We're really Dovuk in you, Hashem. And then she says to the Bayre Elamim, it's Klal Yisrael is saying to Hashem, Haker no lemi ha-chaysemes. The chaysemes is the oil of the Neiris Chanukah that was found chosim b'chaysomai shel koyen gadol. The psilim, that's the psilois, the wicks. And the matah, he says, is the keli that they lit the Ner Chanukah in. Mi'a mitzvahs Ner Chanukah that we're mekayim k'mitzvahs b'tzayin ha-kodesh is a raya mefureshes that we follow your will. V'chashukim u'devukim rak b'cha, we only want you, no one else, chas v'sholom. Sometimes we do things that we're not supposed to, but it's not who we really are. Avayakir Yehuda, that's Hashem says, yes, tzotka mimeni, yes, they're right. Not that Hashem doesn't know it, it's being brought out. And sometimes they go against my will. It's only because my nesatiyo l'sheila b'ni. Sheila, he says, is Sheila, is Mashiach tzidkenu. It's really my fault, Hashem says, because I didn't bring Mashiach. The Jews are suffering so much in Golos. You can't blame them for all the averus they're doing. A very powerful word in the Bas Ayin. So clearly, Hanukkah is a time that everyone reconnects with Hashem, or at least everyone can reconnect with Hashem. It's a very, very powerful time. Hanukkah gives chizuk. Even when things are very dark and bleak, even when there's a lot of tzoros, and even when we have no idea, don't understand what's going on, there's still light, there's still hope, there's still betochen. And that's Yosef HaTzadik. Svarim tell us that Vayeshev is Rosh HaTevis, V'yiftuchu v'cho yoydei shemecha. Vayeshev Yaakov, only someone who has betochen can live in peace and tranquility. Someone who has betochen is able to sit and relax. Vayeshev, as we mentioned a few weeks ago, someone who has betochen can sleep. But by Yaakov Avinu, we don't really see it so much this week. Who do we really see this? We see it by Yosef HaTzadik. The Parsha ends off with a famous medrash that Rashi quotes here, a very difficult medrash to understand, really, because it says, V'loi zochar sar ha-mashkim as Yosef v'yishkochehu. The sar ha-mashkim does not remember Yosef, and he forgot him, purposely. So Yosef has to remain in jail for another 2 years, not knowing what he's doing there. Because for the first 10 years he was there, he had a hesber. He understood. It's because he spoke negatively about his 10 brothers. So for every brother, he had to sit a year, he had to be incarcerated. As Chazal explained to us, that the 10 years were keneged, the Bayove Yosef as the Bosom Royal Avihem, 10 brothers, 10 years. But then when he had to sit another 2 years, he had absolutely no understanding why. That made no sense to him. There was no reason. Why should he have to stay another 2 years? So Rashi ends off the parasha. Because Yosef depended on the Sar HaMashkim and asked him to remember him when he interpreted his dream. He says twice Zechira. So Yosef has to be incarcerated for another 2 years. Fortunate is the person who places in Hashem his faith, and he does not turn to Rehovim HaMitzriim, he doesn't rely on nobles, and here the nobles are the Mitzriim, the Egyptians. So the Medrash actually says a little more than Rashi only quotes part of it. The Medrash says, who is the Gever Hashem Hashem Miftachai? Ze Yosef. Yosef has bitachon in Hashem. So why does he have to stay another 2 years? Why is he being punished that he has to stay another 2 years in jail when the Medrash is quoting this pasuk that referring to Yosef, that he's the one who has bitachon? So if he has betachin, so what's the problem? Why, is it wrong to have a shtadlus? He's not allowed to ask the Sar HaMashkim to remember, and that's why this whole thing happened. He understood it. He believed in Hashkocha Prat. This is obviously the reason why he was placed in the same jail with the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaHifim. Is so that when they had their dream, he was able to interpret it, and then later on, the Sar HaMashkim will remember him, which eventually he does. So what's the beer in this medrash? So the Sifrei Musa talk about this. That's it. Because he was such a Baal Betochen, the more Betochen one has, the less Shtadlus are necessary. And for someone with such Betochen like Yosef, he shouldn't have said a word to the Sar HaMashkim. He didn't have to even say, remember me. It would have happened automatically, because Pari would have had a dream. The Sar HaMashkim would have remembered that Yosef interpreted the dream. Yosef doesn't have to say it to the Sar HaMashkim, especially the way Mefarshim explained. He said, please, he like begged, ki im zchartani yitecha ve'osiso no imadi chesed. What? The Sar HaMashkim is the one who does the chesed. Hashem does the chesed. So for Yosef's madrega, this was sort of a chet. Ashrei agever asher som Hashem miftachoi. That's Yosef, who had such betochen that therefore, because he had such betochen, normally he's being punished here to have to stay another 2 years because he relied a little bit on the Sar HaMashkim. He shouldn't have said a word. It would have happened anyway. He would have gone out right away. Some of Farshim explained this. So where do we see that Yosef was such a big Baal Betochen? Where do we see that Yosef endured what even Yaakov Avinu does not? Every one of the Avos, or every one of the Royim, everyone was tested differently, and everyone went through their own Nisyonos. Avraham had his Nisyonos, which he passed. Yitzchak doesn't say much about Yitzchak, but whether it's the Akedah. Yaakov, we know, had the Nisyonos with Lavan and Esav, and having to go out of Eretz Yisrael. Yosef suffers a lot more than Yaakov does, at least
what he goes through. Yaakov is suffering, not knowing what happened to Yosef. Vayikra Yaakov simloisav, Yosef sak ben Roslov. He's not able to console him. He's not able to be consoled. But Yosef is the one who's been incarcerated. Yosef is the one who sold into slavery. Can you imagine the fear? A 17-year-old boy sitting with a bunch of Arabs on a caravan going down to Mitzrayim, not knowing if he'll ever see his father again, who loved him so much. V'Yisrael ohaves Yosef, mikol bonav, kiven zkunim uloi. He learns with him more than he learns with the rest of the brothers. One of the reasons why that led to the jealousy and the hatred. They're also like Soinus Pasim. So imagine Yosef's his fear, his being put in a pit with snakes and scorpions, dealing with Potiphar, and with Eshes Potiphar, being falsely accused of committing adultery with his master's wife, and then he's put into jail, and every newspaper, the headline is talking about the whole scandal with Yosef. Imagine what Yosef went through. We can't even fathom what he went through. Throughout the entire time, there's not one mention that Yosef was depressed, that Yosef was sad. The Marv HaShemesh, in this week's parasha, the Marv HaShemesh writes, Vayehi Hashem es Yosef, Vayehi ish matzliach, Vayehi beveis adoin av hamitzri. Three times Vayehi. Vayehi is a lashon sorok yodua. Vayehi means sadness, the Gemara says. Says the Medrash on this pasuk this week, Vayehi ish matzliach gvar kapuz. What does gvar kapuz mean? Says the Matnos Kahuna, that Yosef was always jumping around from joy. Kolaymat sohal v'sameach v'leiv toiv. Medalig al heharim targa mekapes. What is going on here? Vayehi Hashem es Yosef, vayehi ish matzliach, vayehi beveis ha'doin av ha'mitzri, vayehi is a lashon sar. Yet the Medrash is saying that Yosef is jumping around in joy all the time. Whenever you saw Yosef, he was always dancing. Anytime you saw him, he took you into a dance with him. He's so happy. No matter what, no matter where he is, in jail, in Potiphar's house, on the way to Mitzrayim in the caravan. And he says it has to be that way because we see the Shechina was with Yosef the entire time. Vayehi Hashem es Yosef. Chazal tell us, especially concerning Yaakov Avinu, Ruach HaKodesh left Yaakov because Yaakov was not besimcha. Yaakov wasn't. Yaakov couldn't be besimcha. He didn't know where his son was. The Pashtus, he didn't know if he was alive. Beruchnius, he didn't. But some say he knew he was alive, but he didn't know if he. How could he remain loyal to Hashem in Mitzrayim alone, the only Jew? And Yaakov foresaw what's going to happen with Potiphar, with Potiphar's wife. Different interpretations why Yaakov can't be consoled, but certainly Yaakov is not happy. The Shechina leaves him for 22 years. It says so because the Gemara says that the Shechina is not shoyer mitoich atzvus. The Shechina cannot rest on a person who's depressed. If a person's unhappy, there's no Shechina. The fact that the pasuk says, Vayehi Hashem es Yosef, Hashem was with him the whole time, the Shechina was with him all the time, and the biggest raya, this he does not say, this I was thinking today, you could really see it clearly, from the fact that Yosef interpreted the dreams of the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifim when he was in prison, which this interpretation is Ruach HaKodesh. If Yosef was Be'atzvus, if Yosef was depressed, he would not have been able to. He would not have had Ruach HaKodesh. He would not have been able to interpret the dreams. And we know that the interpretation was Ruach HaKodesh because, as the Malbim and many Pashtani HaMikra explain, for those who ask, what's the big Ruach HaKodesh over here? Isn't it pretty clear from the dream that the Sar HaMashkim is going to get his jaw back and the Sar HaOifim is not? No, it's not. Because the truth is, the Pashtus, the Sar HaMashkim should have been killed. He should have seen the fly in the cup. The Sar HaOifim, how is he supposed to know there was a pebble in the cake? How is he supposed to know? Why is the Sar HaOifim being killed and the Sar HaMashkim getting his jaw back? If anyone without Ruach HaKodesh would have interpreted this dream, they would have said, they would have understood. It must be that the Sar HaMashkim is going to have to get killed because when he served, the fly was there. He should have seen it. So the Malbim explains, and other Pashtani HaMikra explain, that Yosef saw Beruach Kodshoi, that the Sar HaMashkim only is the representative of the one who actually made the wine. He was just the one serving. He was just the waiter. He wasn't the one who made the wine. The one who made the wine is in the back, squeezing the grapes. That's the mashke. There's the mashke, and there's the oife, and then there's the sar hamashkim and the sar oifen. There's four different individuals, says the Malbim. And Yosef understood from the dream that Hashem is going to give the sar hamashkim his job back. Paro is going to give him a job back because he represents the mashke. And the mashke is not at fault because the fly fell in later. The Sar HaOifim, on the other hand, represents the baker. The baker should have known there was a pebble in there. The baker was he was the one who was kneading the dough. So he's responsible. So therefore, his representative is the one who gets killed. That's one of the interpretations that Mefarshim explained to explain to us why it's Ruach HaKodesh, because really it shouldn't have been that way. So clearly Yosef has Ruach HaKodesh. And as the Medrash in this week's parasha tells us, that the dream of the Sa'ar Mashkim was a dream that was Negeya, the history of Klal Yisrael till the end of time, about Gefen Shloisha Sarigim. It's talking about the Geula, the fact that it says Kais Paroi five times in the parasha. Talk about the five Kaises, the four cups that we drink by the Seder, the fifth cup, which is Kais Eshel Eliyahu. So there's a lot of Sisrei Torah, Ruach HaKodesh, that Yosef was able to extrapolate from the dreams of the Sa'ar Mashkim and the Sa'ar Ha'ifim. Yosef has Ruach HaKodesh in jail? That means Yosef is happy. Because if Yosef was sad, he would not have been able to interpret the dream. Someone who has Simcha has Betochen. The only with Simcha is there Betochen, and only with Betochen is there Simcha. The fact that Yosef is always happy, the Mor V'Shemesh makes clear over here, that no matter what situation Yosef is in, no matter what, that's one of the reasons he says why he was eating and drinking and combing his hair, although Chazal say that he's punished because of that, that's why Eshes Potiphar starts up with him. He was doing acts of joy, he's trying to make himself happy, that's why. He's trying not to get, he doesn't want to fall prey to the depression, he doesn't want to become depressed, he's trying to make himself happy. Because only through Simcha can a person really be an Oyver Hashem. And Yosef is an Oyver Hashem, even in these situations. The Sa'ar Mashkim notices that he always mentions Hashem's name, Asher Hashem Itoi. As Rashi says, Shem Shamayim Shogor Bepiv. He was always saying, Baruch Hashem. How can a person like this say Baruch Hashem all the time? First he's a slave, then he's incarcerated for a crime that he didn't commit. And he's always happy. But the biggest raya is when the Sa'ar Mashkim and the Sa'ar Ha'ifim come into jail with them. A year later, it says they have their famous dreams. So, Vayovay Aleim Yosef Baboiker, Vayar Oysom Vehinom Zoyafim. Yosef sees them in the morning and he says, and he notices that they're depressed. So he says, Madua Pneichem Ro'im Hayoim. What a question is that? Why are you upset? He says to the Sa'ar Mashkim and the Sa'ar Ha'ifim. Well, wouldn't anyone be upset to be in a dungeon for a year? Those jails were not like the jails today. And most people even in the jails today are not happy. So imagine anyone in the dungeons of those days. What kind of question is that? Madua Penechem Ro'im Hayoim? It has to be only from a person who was not depressed at all. Because if he had an inkling of depression, how could he ask them, why are you depressed? He's also depressed. So we're all depressed. Let's be depressed together. Why? What's Madua Penechem Ro'im Hayoim? What kind of question is that? They should be dancing. Is Araya? Yes, he was dancing. He saw in everything the Yad Hashem. To the point that even at the end, when the Loizoch HaSa'am Ashkim as Yosef HaYishkacheyu, when it seemed hopeless, Yosef thought he had it all figured out. Like many of us, we thought we had it all figured out. We thought that by Tov Shanayin Vav, Mashiach has to come. There's no way it's going to go past Tov Shanayin Vav. We had all our calculations. Everything made sense. We had our Midrashim and Moitzoy Shvius and all different Ramazim. And now we're in a state of concealment because that passed. So does that mean we lose hope? What does Yosef do when the 10 years are up? He had all his calculations. Everything made sense. He was a person who was always thinking. He's always happy because he understood this is a kapara for the Vayove Yosef Esti Bosom Royal Avihem. He was Sameach B'Yisurav, like a tzaddik is happy with his Yisurim, understanding that it removes any Gehenim, any Einshim. So Yosef is very happy. He realizes that it's his fault because he spoke negatively about the 10 brothers. Now all of a sudden, he's still there. He realizes all his cheshbonos, all his hezbeirim. Now what? Now it's total concealment. Now he has no understanding. Chazal tell us why. Because he shouldn't have put his faith in the Sa'ar Mashkim and the Sa'ar Betochen. But even Yosef thought, look, what did I do wrong? I did a little shtadlis. What did I do wrong? Okay, I guess I'm just going to languish here in jail. That's it. And he's dancing. Okay, that's what Hashem wants. That's what Hashem wants. Vayeshev, therefore, Vayeshev, the name of the Parsha Vayeshev, as we asked before, how could you name a Parsha Vayeshev? When in almost every part of this Parsha, there's one surah after another, is to teach us a lesson, and the one who actually lives that way is Yosef. It's Vayeshev Yaakov, but it's Yosef who was really the main character in the Parsha this week. Yaakov, we read about at the beginning, and he loves Yosef, and then later he's not consoled, but he's not the main character in Parashas Vayeshev. We learned mostly about Yaakov, Vayetzeh and Vayishlach, told us. Now is Yosef's turn. Now comes Yosef. Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayegash. We learn about Yosef HaTzadik. Perhaps the Vayeshev is referring to him. He was always in a state of tranquility. Always. Vayeshev. Vayiftuchu v'cha yoydei shemecha. He was always b'teach b'Hashem. He was happy no matter what. He saw Yad Hashem, whether it was on the right, whether it was on the left, whether it was above 10 tefachim, below 10 tefachim, whether it was inside, whether it was outside. We see that Yosef is Makar of the Bnei Ashfachis. Bnei Ashfachis is Begamatria Matisyahu, because Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol gave us a Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is a Yom Tov of Kiruv. A Yom Tov, as the Bas Ayin says, that even if Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom deserve to be called V'hinei Hora Liznunim, Sonsa Tomer Kalosecha, even when we stray, what we know deep down, every Yid really wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. Chanukah brings that out. Chanukah is Me'oirer, all the Neshamos, the lowest Neshamos, those that are affected by Teves, those that are on the left, those that are in the wrong places. Chanukah is Me'oirer, and it's Meir that brings Simcha and Betochen. According to the Rambam, Chanukah were required not only to say Halo V'Hoidah, but also to be B'Simcha. Yemei Simcha v'Halo. That's the Rambam's sheet. That Chanukah is also a time to be B'Simcha. Somach is Rosh HaTevis, Chodesh Mila Shabbos. They wanted to uproot the mitzvahs of Chodesh Mila Shabbos. Chanukah, it was solidified. We have an 8-day Yom Tov, which that's connected Bris Mila. There's always a Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh, there's always on Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh Teves. Chanukah instills simcha and joy in the Yid. That a Yid, no matter where a Yid is, he knows he could always turn. He could always turn to Hashem. He could always come back. Like Yosef. Yosef is always besimcha. Vayihi Hashem es Yosef. Even when it's vayihi, 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 as the Maharal Shemesh says, one sorrow after another, ain't vayihi el washen sar. Still, Hashem is with him because he's happy. He's dancing. For many tzaddikim, ki yodua, that even in the worst situations would be happy, would dance. There's a famous maisa with the two brothers, Reb Zusha and Reb Shmelke. The kids, so they entered a town and they were arrested, falsely arrested, and they were put in a dungeon similar to what the Yosef HaTzadik encounters. And in the middle of the dungeon, there was this big bucket where they would, those who were in jail would relieve themselves there, and because of that, they couldn't daven there, they couldn't say anything, they couldn't learn, because the room smelled like a bathroom. So Reb Zusha fell on the floor. It says that Reb Zusha was crying. So his brother asks him, why are you crying for? He says, why am I crying? I can't daven, I can't learn, I can't do anything. Look at this, it smells here, what are we doing here? So his brother tells him, don't you understand that right now, what does Hashem want us to do? He wants us not to daven. What does Hashem want us to do now? Not to learn. What's the Ratzon Hashem now is that we can't utter from our mouths Dvarim Sheba Kedusha, because Halacha dictates that you're not allowed to when you're in the vicinity of a Beis HaKisei, which is where they were, basically. So the two of them, it says, jumped up and began dancing together. They were just dancing because now we're going to serve Hashem by not davening. Now we're going to serve Hashem by not learning. Now we're going to serve Hashem the way we are here, and this is what Hashem wants. So we have to rejoice, because this is what Hashem wants. Like Yosef was dancing in the jail, or on the caravan, on the way to Mitzrayim, or when he was in Potiphar's house, always smiling, always greeting people. And we see here that Yosef affected Goyim too. Yosef wasn't only Makar of the Bnei Ashvachas, he was Makar of the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifim. He could have just kept his distance. He saw they were depressed. He went over to them. Madua Penechem Royim Hayoim. And we know the Yom Tov of Chanukah affects even the non-Jewish world. The Ner Chanukah is so powerful that it has to illuminate the Rishus HaRabim. Ad Shetichla Regel Ben Ashuk Ad Nakal Yerigel De Tarmudoi. Meaning that the Ner Chanukah, which is Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach, illuminates the entire world. Yosef represents Chanukah. Yosef is Miloshen Hoysofa. Yosef goes down. The Yosef Hurad Mitzrayim. Yosef Hurad. Yosef goes down. And Ner Chanukah is Yoyred Lamata Miyud, to bring up those neshamas that have sunk and that have fallen. Yosef goes into Mitzrayim to prepare Mitzrayim for the future, for Klal Yisrael that are later going to have to stay there and be there for 210 years. Yosef paves the way. Yosef is Kovish as Yetzer, and as a result, later on, Klal Yisrael is able to. Yosef, because of Yosef, we are able to redeem the sparks of Kedusha from captivity. Pidei Elohim es Yisrael. Pidei is begematria Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Poda. Poda b'shalom nafshi. Pidyoim. Chanukah is Poida. It's the Gemar HaChasima. It's Poida. It redeems all the neshamas, even those that Yom Kippur couldn't, even those that Hoshana Rabbah couldn't, even those that Shabbos can't. Psilais to Shmanim, Sha'omru Chachomim, Ein Lahadlik B'Shabbos, Madlikin B'Yan B'Chanukah, as the Marinayim says, and others for him say, that those neshamas that are not ignited by Shabbos are ignited by Chanukah. So Yosef went where Yaakov even didn't go. Yosef went down further than Yaakov did. And Yosef remains loyal and remains besimcha constantly and is always in a state of vayeshev. And even later we find the parashas Vayigash where the brothers come and Vayichi. Yosef says to the brothers, don't be upset. Al te'otzfu. He's the one telling them, don't be depressed. He could tell it to them because he was never depressed. Al te'otzfu. Ki lemichya shlochani elakim lefneichem. He's not even angry at them for selling him. He doesn't take revenge later in Parshas Vayechi. They're worried he's going to take revenge. He said, how could I do that? You all tried to kill me. You see, you couldn't. I'm going to be able to kill all of you. It's not Shaykh. It was Minash Shamayim. This is how it had to be. All these Parshas, Vayeshev, Mikes, Vayigash, tell us that when we see many different situations and what we all experience in our own lives, difficult situations, everyone has times of difficulty. One has to see the Yad Hashem in every difficulty. It's very hard. Not everyone's on that madrig. Not everyone can always be in a state of ayeshev. Rosh Hatevus v'yiftuchu v'chayoyde shemecha. And even when the leizoch asar hamashkim es yosef ayishkachei, which means even when there's no hezber, not even alpi ruchnias, we can't understand it anymore. It makes no sense. We had all our cheshbonis. And even that passed. Kolu kol akitzim, and to still remain in a state of serenity and tranquility, because we know that everything Hashem is involved, Einoid Mulvadi, it's all from Him, and one day everything will be understood. And that's what you see in these parashas, because later in Miketz Vayigash, everything comes to the fore, everything makes sense. All the tragedies of Ayeshev, all the difficulties of Ayeshev, as we continue on these parashas, Miketz, Ketzom Lachoshech, the darkness is removed, the concealment is removed. Kate Sam Vayhimi Kate Shnasayim Yamin, as the Medrash says, Hado the Chsiv Zeh Kate Sam Lachoshech. If you add the word Kate to the word Choshech, that's begematria lahadlik ner Chanukah, because Chanukah is the Yomtiv that lights up the darkness. There's no more darkness, like we mentioned last week. Gam Choshech lo Yachshech Mimeka. You see everything clearly, even on the left, even if you're below 10, even if you're outside. There's simcha everywhere. Yosef is besimcha all the time. Yosef sees the Yad Hashem everywhere he is, even in the most unlikely places. It certainly Yosef experiences in his own life the smile. He experiences in his own life the Rishus HaRabim. He experiences in his own life being below 10 tefachim, and even lower than that. He's under the ground in a dungeon in a bar. Vayiritzuhum in a bar. And in that situation, he's interpreting dreams with Ruach HaKodesh. In that situation, he is involved in Sisrei Torah, because these dreams are really, this becomes a chelik of Torah. This is a parsha in Torah with so many Midrash HaChazal on these chalaimus of Goyim, of the Sar Mashkev and the Sar Ha'ifim, who Yosef was able to extrapolate from what they were saying. Dvar Hashem. Yosef saw Dvar Hashem in every word, even in the word of a Goy. As the Baal Shem Tov said, that anything you hear, you can learn from an Avodas Hashem, even a Goy's comment to someone in the street, you wouldn't have heard it if Hashem didn't want you to hear it. Meaning that we see Yad Hashem in everything, and everything is a message from on high. That was Yosef HaTzadik, who was the Midah of Yesoid, who stayed steadfast in his loyalty to Hashem. Vayimo'ein, he refuses to give in to his inclination, Vayimo'ein, and from there he becomes the Merkava to the Midas HaYesoid, the only one of the Shvatim was referred to as HaTzadik. Consistently serving Hashem non-stop with no interruption, no matter what situation he's in. And that's what Chanukah teaches us. That's why Yosef perhaps is Chanukah. Chanukah teaches us never to give up and to see the Or HaGonus, the Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach, which Chanukah is, gives us a little inkling, a little understanding that we have to understand that even that which we perceive as Choshech, even that which we perceive as smile, is really Yemen. It's all good. Interesting that the Pasuk tells us, Vayimtzaehu Ish, the Malach, that Yosef encounters on his way down to Mitzrayim, is Malach Gavriel, Rashi says. Ish Gavriel. Why Gavriel? Gavriel is on the left. Mimini Michael umismoili Gavriel. So now that Yosef is going into Smoil, now that Yosef is going down to Mitzrayim, now that Yosef is going to create a Chanukah, Yosef has to come on to Malach Gavriel, who's on the left. Malach Gavriel is the one who's always with Yosef. He's the one who teaches him the 70 languages. Because that's his mission. His mission is because he's going into the left now. He's going into the Tzad Smoil. He's going down to Mitzrayim, and even lower than he's going under the ground of Mitzrayim. So he's going the lowest one can possibly go. So he's dealing with the Smoil. He needs a lot of Gevura. Gavriel is Gevura. He needs Gevura in order to be able to withstand all the Nisyonis of the Mitzorim, of the constraints, the Mitzrayim, which all Golias are called Al Shem Mitzrayim. And as a result of Yosef going down to Mitzrayim, Yosef Hurad Mitzrayim. Later, we who went down to Mitzrayim were also able to endure and withstand all the tests, including the tests of our time. So that's what the Medrash means. Yaakov is busy with his sackcloth, and Reuven is busy with his sackcloth, and Yehuda is looking to go get married, and Yosef is busy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boirei Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. The Lashon that Pinchas Karet said, Chanukah is Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. So Chanukah emerges from the darkness. Chanukah sprouts from all the tzoris, from the smoil and the tzatz chutz and the yevonim entering the heichol, and it seems hopeless. The situation is hopeless. Timu kol hashmanim. What are the chances that there will ever be purity again? Can there ever be any tahara again? And yet, they found a pach shemen. They found a pach echad shel shemen that was munach b'chaisomei shel koyen gadol. The impossible happened. It seemed like it could never happen. He'll never get out of jail. That's it. The Sa'am Ashkim forgot him. And how did, what do we read next week? The Sa'am Ashkim remembers Yosef. Yosef gets out of jail. The impossible happens. No matter what situation one is in, person is b'teach b'Hashem, person has simcha, b'tochen, one knows that the situation that he's in, he will be released from, just as Yosef was. So this Shabbos, we enter the month of Teves. We bench the month of Teves. Mevarchim Teves. Teves is a difficult month, but it's illuminated with the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Chanukah illuminates the Teves under the domain of Esav. That even the Donites, the Bnei Hashfachos, the Yerudin, those who find themselves on the wrong side and outside, they too can be elevated. They too can be given hope. They're also Nisoirer. They have this Nisoiris. That was the Shita of Yosef, who Nares Bnei Vilha. Yosef was misunderstood. The pasuk says they saw him from afar. They didn't see him up close. From afar, Yosef looked like a modern person. He was busy with his clothing. He was busy putzing himself and combing his hair, as Rashi tells us. The Sfas Emes says that Yosef was a tzaddik nister. There were many tzaddikim that on the outside you couldn't tell they were tzaddikim. They didn't learn in public. They daven fast. One was not able to tell they were tzaddikim. They served Hashem in private when no one was looking, when it really counts. So they are tzaddikim in the story, but there were other tzaddikim who were not like that. So they saw him from afar. They didn't see him from up close. Uveterem yikrav aleihem. Before he had a chance, as the pasuk says, to come close, and they would have seen who he was. Or as the pasuk says, vayafshitu es Yosef. Vayafshitu is a lashon pshat. They only saw Yosef on the outside, the pshat, the surface. They didn't see that there was a drush, that there was an oimek. The gam damai hine nidrush, Reuven says later on. There's a drush to Yosef, there's an oimek to Yosef. You didn't realize his amkus, you didn't realize what he's really all about. You thought he was just trying to hang out with the Bnei HaShvachas. He's hanging out with them, so he's dressing like them, he's acting like them. You don't realize that it was L'shem Shamayim, he's doing that. V'hu na'ar, he's trying to be ma'ir of them. Sometimes one has to go down to bring the others up. That's what Yosef did. So he was misunderstood, as in many and probably most of the machloikas between tzaddikim and especially among their followers. Till today, it's most of the time, if not rubai kakulai, misunderstandings. And if one would step back and try to understand the other tzad, as Simcha Bun of Pshischa said, that you have to study a Jew like you study a Tosfos. A difficult Jew is like a difficult Tosfos. Somebody said, a Tosfos is wrong. Throw the Tosfos out, because you don't understand it. So you don't understand the particular group, you don't understand a particular Jew, or a particular Gadol, so therefore you just make away with the hand. So however, try to understand it. Work at it. Instead of making it away. It's a difficult Tosfos, so look at the Mefarshim, try to understand it. And of course, if we would all treat each other that way, things would be different. So the brothers misunderstood Yosef, and Yosef was trying very hard to get to the brothers. Vayave Yosef es dibosam royal avihem, as Mefarshim explained, doesn't mean that he was trying to gossip to get Yaakov to be on his side. It doesn't say Vayave Yosef es dibosam el aviv, avihem, their father, meaning his concern was for them. The fact that he was chayshu, that they were eating Evim and Achai, or they were chashudim al harayas, or that they called the Bnei HaShvachas, they were mezalzel in the Bnei HaShvachas, the Christ and Avadim. Clearly, their attitude to the Bnei HaShvachas, to the Rechaikim, was that we have to distance ourselves from them. Because if you get too close to them, you fall, you can become like them, which is a famous machlokes, even recently, how to deal with those who are Rechaikim. And of course, in our time, there are no Rechaikim. Because in our time, they're all Tinoikas Shenishbu. And certainly today, and everyone's already maskim kamat, that those in our generation require kiruv. And that's why every kamat, every organization I was involved in kiruv, and bringing Klal Yisrael back. And that was the avoid of Yosef HaTzadik. That's the avoid of Chanukah. That's the avoid of Mashiach, who's going to bring everyone back. The vilti yidach mimenu nidach. Even the shamas that people gave up on. That there seems to be no hope. Yosef had hope in every single Jew, and in every situation he had hope. He lived that. That was his life. He never gave up on his own life. He never gave up on other Jews either. And from him comes Mashiach ben Yosef. This parasha has really the two oiris: oiray shel melech haMashiach ben David, and oiray shel melech haMashiach ben Yosef. Yosef hurad Mitzrayim, and then as a result he marries Osnas, and from that comes Menashe and Ephraim, and from Ephraim comes Yehoshua ben Nun, and from that lineage, whether it's Yehoshua, whoever it is, comes Mashiach ben Yosef, and Yehuda vayered Yehuda me'es Echa. Both have a Yerida in this parasha. Yosef hurad vayered Yehuda. The whole, like we said, the whole Vehu Nares b'nei Villa is really a Yerida, but it's a Yerida l'tzairach Aliyah. The Yerida l'tzairach Aliyah, which leads to eventually the revelation of Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef, who together will bring all of Klal Yisrael back. Together, they will bring the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi, the Chanukah that now is only 8 days will be a revelation that will be experienced throughout the year. V'nigla kavod Hashem v'ro kol bosi achtav kipi Hashem diber, and we should all take experience. Hashem l'amabul Yosef, Vayeshev Hashem melech le'olam. Vayeshev Hashem is b'gematria Mashiach ben David. Mashiach, Vayeshev Hashem is b'gematria Mashiach. When Mashiach will come, Hashem will relax. Vayeshev Hashem melech le'olam. A world of peace and tranquility, where there will be no tzaris, and everything will be understood, and then it will be only simcha, halel v'hoidah. May we be zeichet to all of that, and to a very, very joyous Chanukah Sameach, Chag HaUrim Sameach, and may we all be zeichet to experience the Geula this year and experience the Hadlaka of the Menorah in the Bayis Hashlishi.